Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for March 14th through the 20th. So this week is a full moon week. We're headed towards the full moon in Virgo, which will take place on Friday, March 18th. And it's a very beautiful full moon. It's a grounded full moon. It's a moon that will experience a grand earth trine. And so what that means is that there are three planetary bodies in earth signs, in this case, connecting to one another. This is a full moon at 28 degrees Virgo. Therefore, that full moon in Virgo is connecting to Pluto and Capricorn at 28 degrees and the North Node in Taurus at 28 degrees. Right now, anything that is manifesting for you this week and next, this has to do with hard, consistent work that you have been putting in since September of 2021. And the reason for that is that that is when we had the new moon in Virgo that culminates and closes a cycle with this full moon in Virgo. Because, like I said, Virgo is an earth sign, this has to do with something material coming to fruition. So this can mean you get a certain job offer, you sign a contract with someone. This has to do with something that feels tangible and real in this earthly 3D plane. But because this is Virgo, this also gives us an insight as to how consistent, how diligent, and how committed we have been with whatever Virgo energy represents in our chart. For the most part, because this is a lot of earth energy, this has a lot to do with work. And because it's in Virgo, with daily consistent work. So pay attention. Pay attention to the opportunities that are coming up for you. Pay attention to the ideas that you're getting, especially if they have to do with building something, with materializing an ideal, an aspiration. Because the opposite sign of Virgo is Pisces, which I'm going to get to in a second. And we are in Pisces season. We are saturated with Pisces energy, which, like I mentioned in last week's forecast, has to do with dreaming big. It has to do with meeting the universe halfway and remembering that our imaginations exist in order for us to dream up these big dreams, these big aspirations, and not just to leave them there, but to actually make them come through. Because remember, Virgo is the sign opposite of Pisces. These two signs are two sides of the same coin. One cannot exist without the other. If Pisces is a water sign and Virgo is an earth sign, what do you get when you mix these two elements together? You get fertile ground to have something grow. Okay. And with this ground earth trine that is going to be such a part of this full moon in Virgo on the 18th, that is exactly what the cosmos are telling us. Okay. So in order to understand where we're going, we need to understand where we're coming from. For those of you who have been listening to me for some time, you know that I like to say that because I like to give you the whole story. This past weekend was a really important weekend because we had the sun, which represents ego, presence, vitality, the quote-unquote meat suit that we carry around, coming together with Neptune. Neptune, which is the planet that, one of the planets that rules the sign of Pisces, currently in Pisces. And all of this energy is about believing before we can see, understanding that we are limitless beings having a human experience, and understanding that when Sun and Neptune meet, that is the ego, that is us, our personalities, understanding at a rational level that we are supported and guided by something greater, by divine energy, by something that feels like I can actually do this and I don't have to have it all figured out because I know I have faith that the path is unfolding before me. This is really important because the Sun and Neptune came together at 23 degrees Pisces, again, over the weekend. So this was over Saturday 12th and Sunday the 13th. The 23rd degree of Pisces is really important because on April 12th, we are going to have a conjunction between Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces at 23 degrees Pisces. This is a big deal because Jupiter and Neptune coming together in the sign of Pisces at that degree is something that we have never experienced in our lifetime and we never will again. For several reasons. One, it takes Neptune a really long time to traverse the zodiac. Okay. Now, the next time that Jupiter is in Pisces is going to be 12 years from now. And at that time, Neptune is not going to be in Pisces. So this conjunction in particular will never happen again in this lifetime. As astrologers, whenever we see something like this, it's a big deal. It's a big deal because we realize that we are living in a very particular and special time. Now, this isn't to say that this is all going to be, you know, really great, really lovely. As we pay attention to the world around us, there are a lot of things that are happening that are awakening consciousness, that are making us much more aware of ourselves, aware of others, and how we need to really honor our desires, our dreams, and really move forward in that direction. Okay. But the fact that both Neptune and Jupiter, which are the rulers of Pisces, are in Pisces, coming together in a once-in-a-lifetime type of conjunction, tells us that anywhere that Pisces falls in our chart, we are meant to experience something transformative, something that feels magical, and something that feels destined, okay? And so this doesn't mean that something big is just going to happen for us, that it's going to take us by surprise and that we're just going to know. This is energy that has been happening really since the second half of February. We're still experiencing it now. And we're halfway through March and we're going to continue feeling all of this Pisces energy through the month of April. All right. Pay attention to the things that came up for you this past weekend, the weekend of March 12th and 13th. Pay attention to the conversations that you had, if you were feeling creative, if your imagination was going wild and you were dreaming up these big dreams. Pay attention to the connections that you made, to certain opportunities that came your way. Because this has a lot to do with those dreams, with those aspirations, and the universe saying, this is possible for you. This is absolutely possible for you as long as you believe in yourself. Now, for those of you who have listened to me long enough, you know that I don't like to pose astrology as something that is just magical and makes things happen for us. We are human beings, we have free will, we get to choose how we use the energy that is available to us, okay? This has a lot to do with what we're focusing on, what we're thinking about, our internal dialogue about ourselves, who we choose to spend our time, energy, and effort with, what we choose to give our time, energy, and effort to. Again, what we're thinking about, what we believe ourselves to be capable of, the types of things that we're consuming, whether it's books, it's food, it's content. All of these things are things that are not only within the realm of our control and our management, but they are completely up to us. So this isn't about just me doing consistent work on a daily basis, but my personal relationships are absolute, you know, in absolute disarray. The things that I watch and consume are absolute trash. My internal talk is absolutely awful to myself. No. This is the energy that highlights how aligned, how in tune, and how much integrity we live our lives. And that means that if we do one thing in a certain way, then ideally to live a life of integrity, we do the rest in that way. that we are honest with ourselves and with others, that we are mindful of our words, not just to others, but to ourselves. And if there is a disconnect there, how do we pay attention to that? How do we get curious about it? How are we intentional about changing the internal narrative, therefore changing the narrative with other people? Therefore, that affecting the types of relationships that we have, allowing the change that happens within us to guide us into better groups of friends, into better work situations, okay? So all of this Pisces energy, yes, it's lovely, it's magical, in that whatever is manifesting for us right now, it is because we have not just done work in this external reality, but we have connected with something much greater, much more profound within ourselves. Perhaps cultivated a spiritual practice like meditation, like pulling tarot cards, like speaking to a mentor, anything that reminds us to come back to self and to recognize the light that lives within us. That is what Pisces energy is highlighting. So this past weekend of March 12th and March 13th, ties into the conjunction between Neptune and Jupiter and Pisces of April 12th. The manifestations that we experience throughout this time have a lot to do with the transformation that has occurred inside of us in the last 2 years. And more than anything, it has to do a lot with the spiritual transformation that we have endured. And it has a lot to do with the connection to the spirit within us. Pisces is the energy that reminds us that we are limitless beings having a human experience. And that if we can really understand and believe that, because we're headed towards a full moon in Virgo, which has a grand earth trine, this is about the understanding. If I am consistent and have integrity in my word, keep promises to myself, really walk my talk, then inevitably the magic of the universe, the magic of something greater is going to meet me halfway. And this is where we're beginning to see it. And so really paying attention to the things that are manifesting for you, it's going to give you a glimpse into how connected and aligned you are towards what's meant for you, or how you're not. And look, either way, it's still a gift. It's still a gift. Because let's say that you find yourself in a place where you're not fully happy with where you are. And you realize that, for instance, you're still at the job that you said you were going to leave and you haven't left. And you just know that that's not where you belong. Pisces energy is not only there to point that out, but it's there pointing it out to remind you that you are supported, that you are guided, if you allow yourself to be. If you allow yourself to be guided and supported towards what is meant for you. A lot of times when we're trying to detach and remove ourselves from things that we know we have outgrown and we just don't know how to move in a different direction, we feel we have to have it all figured out, when in fact, it's about surrendering in the moment and asking, guide me. Universe, guide me towards where I'm meant to be. And when we do that from a genuine place within our hearts, all of a sudden, we remember the person who has, you know, owns their own company and can give us a part-time job while we transition into the thing that we want to do. We're reminded that our friend is a coach and maybe we can ask them to guide us and transition. We're reminded that we have past friends and past colleagues who have certain connections and perhaps they can get us in touch with someone. Guys, this is where our willingness to change, especially if we don't see where our lives are at, it's where our willingness to say, I have to do something about this, meets the universe halfway. And the universe says, good, I've been waiting for you to be bold enough to say, I want to live my life according to my terms. This is something that in one way, shape, or form, you've heard me talk about over the last couple of weeks. Move boldly in the direction of your dreams. Dream really big. It starts really with your imagination and with the feeling that you get when you imagine these things. And then it moves forward by us actually taking action, inspired action. To take inspired action is to be in spirit. To be in spirit is to imagine something, know that we want it, feel excited, perhaps a little nervous, and move towards it with confidence. That even if we don't have things clear, even if we don't know how things are going to happen, that they are going to happen. Because the fact that we feel good about it, the fact that it excites us, the fact that it makes us just a little nervous because it's something different, but it's something really exciting, all of those things are indications that we are moving in the right direction. Okay. So why am I telling you all of this? Because again, this is energy that we haven't experienced in our lifetime and we never will again. And in order for us to understand how limitless and boundless we are, we need to really get into the space of actually believing that something greater, that something that is much more profound than our ego within us, is actually guiding us in the direction of our dreams if we allow it. Okay, so that was the energy of this past weekend. And depending again on the manifestations that you saw in your life, that is how you can gauge what direction you're going to be moving into over the next, at the very least, over the next 30 days, okay? So, Monday and Tuesday, March 14th and 15th, we don't have much going on. The moon is transiting the sign of Leo, which is really great for, you know, being creative, for getting in touch with anything and anyone that brings you joy, for getting in touch with friends and family that you really love, okay? Leo is a sign of love, of joy, and all of those things are really important to us, especially as we head towards a full moon. Understand that you might feel a little tired, a little lethargic. It tends to be the energy that we experience anytime we head in towards a full moon, but particularly a full moon in Virgo. And the reason for that is that Virgo is a sign ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the sign of cognitive thought, but it's in the moon. It's a lunar event. It's a full moon. It's a super emotional event. The moon represents how we process emotion, how we feel emotionally nurtured. But it also represents the unconscious reasons of why we do the things we do. So here we have this energy of Virgo, earth energy. I need to have a list. I need to make order out of chaos. Everything needs to be organized. It needs to make sense to my mind. I need to be able to rationalize it. I need to be able to fully understand it in a lunar event, which has nothing to do with any of that. So the way that we reconcile all of that is by being present, understand that we don't have to have everything figured out, that we are in fact supported and guided, okay? So on Wednesday, March 16th, we have the Sun in Pisces creating a trine to the South Node in Scorpio and a sextile to the North Node in Taurus. This is really lovely because the sun, remember, it represents our vitality, our awareness, our ego. It represents the meat suit, our identity. So it represents Mildred. It represents, you know, Jessica. It represents whatever your name is, whatever you do, that's what the sun represents. But in Pisces, it's saying, yes, you are this identity. You are this avatar on this earthly plane, but my love, you're a spiritual being. Now, the trine to the South Node in Scorpio represents what part of that identity, of that avatar, is getting in the way of you actually believing that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Because if we don't identify that part of our ego that is getting in the way of our connection to our spirit, then we're never going to fully live the lives that we're meant to live. Because at the end of the day, the point of this avatar, the point of this identity, is to serve as a conduit for our soul's purpose, for the unfolding of our soul's lessons. Yes, we have dreams. Yes, we have aspirations. They are a way of us fulfilling our soul's purpose. But unless we're willing to look at the things to look at the belief systems, to look at the thought processes, to look at all of the conditionings that keep us from believing in the divine magic that exists within us, we're never really going to feel fulfilled or that we're on the path that is meant for us. So the connection of the sun in Pisces to the south node in Scorpio is asking us to dig deep in order to become aware of that which we can sense is in our way. And essentially, it's us being in our own way in some way, shape, or form. But sometimes it takes time. It takes time to figure out what that is. Okay. Now, that same sun in Pisces creating a sextile to the north node in Taurus is saying, this isn't just like woo-woo magic. Taurus is an earth sign. This is about looking at things from a human perspective and saying, what do you genuinely feel connected to and what don't you? And the fact that there are things in your life that you don't really feel connected to, that is an indication that maybe those things aren't meant to be in your life. So what do you do to have things in your life that you are connected to? Look, we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned to believe that part of our lives has to be hard. Even part of our lives has to be miserable. That we just have to do, sometimes we just have to do things we don't want to do. I get it. But guys, we can absolutely have the life that we want. And every single part of it be happy. And every single part of it be joyful. Every single day? No, probably not, because life is still life. But can we do what we love for a living? Can we live where we want to live? Can we have the relationship that we want to have? Can we have it all together? Yes. Can we have it all at the same time? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And this may rub some of you the wrong way, especially if that's not the place where you find yourself. I understand and I receive it. I hold space for it. Because I'm not coming from a space where I've never felt that, but I am coming from the space where my mindset was so shut off that I had to decide, I will either remain in this place that is not genuine to me or my soul, or I will move in a different direction, even if I don't know what that direction is, even if I don't know what that looks like, even if I don't know what that means. But I have to trust that if I begin to ask to see life from a different stance, that I actually will, and I have. But the key thing there is to choose to see life differently. Over the weekend, not this weekend, I think last week, I was talking to a friend who was saying that she enjoys what she does for a living every day. Every day she loves what she does for a living. And that people tell her, you know, well, you don't enjoy your job. You don't enjoy your work every day. And she said, yes. Yes, I do. I enjoy it every day because this is what I meant to do. This is what I chose to do. And I finally aligned with it. And I believe it. And I believe that this is what the energy, the cosmic energy, is supporting right now. We just have to be willing to question past conditioning and dare to dream that, oh my God, I can actually enjoy what I do for a living on a daily basis and be in this state of gratitude. So Wednesday is a really magical and powerful day because, again, the cosmos keep giving us this combination of water and earth energy. Water and earth energy. That if we refuse to get out of our own way and dare to look at things differently from a different perspective, it only creates mud. And mud keeps us stuck. We don't move as quickly. We don't move as our steps feel heavy. But when we do dare to look at things differently and trust in something greater and venture out and ask for help and ask people how they do what they do so that we can also learn to do it in our own way, then we have fertile ground for something else to grow. I mean, the cosmos have been giving us this combination of water and earth energy since November of 2021. Think about how things have changed for you since November of 2021 till now. And this energy will continue to be emphasized through the month of April. All right. So then on Thursday, March 17th, we have Mercury in Pisces, sextile Uranus and Taurus. So on the one hand, this is a really cool day to create content, to collaborate, to brainstorm, to come up with new ideas for things that you want to do, especially if it's in a group. This is a really great day to expect news, good news to come out of nowhere, to expect a different job offer, or to dare to ask for a different job, to dare to apply for a job that you actually want. This is really beautiful energy. It's Pisces energy, water, Uranus and Taurus, earth. Uranus is saying, tap into the inner genius. Think outside the box. Remember, there is no freaking box, and you can do whatever you want if you choose to, and if you're consistent with the promises that you have made to yourself. Okay? So, lovely day. Lovely, lovely day. To have really cool connections, okay? So be mindful of that Thursday, the 17th. Now, on Friday, March 18th, is when we have the full moon in Virgo at 28 degrees Virgo. So this is a full moon that has a grand earth trine because the moon in Virgo is connecting with Pluto in Capricorn at 28 degrees. Earth sign, and then the north node in Taurus at 28 degrees, also an earth sign. So this combo of water and earth is telling us, especially in Virgo, if you are consistent with the promises that you've made to yourself thus far, because this full moon, like any other full moon, closes a 6-month cycle that in this case started in September of 2021, when we had the new moon in Virgo, closing off right now with this full moon in Virgo and saying, where do you stand now? How has your diligence, your consistency with yourself on a daily basis, how is that paying off right now? And is that contributing? Your consistency, keeping promises to yourself, the organization, being mindful of your time, being mindful of your thoughts, who you spend your time and energy with, what you give your time and energy and effort to. Is all of that paying off now as we're heavy into Pisces energy? Again, that combination of water and earth, fertile ground for something else to grow. Okay. Now on Saturday, March 19th, we have Venus in Aquarius create a square with Uranus and Taurus. So if you watched my monthly forecast with Sushila, our Astro Tarot forecast, we talked about this particular aspect. And look, on the one hand, this is an exciting aspect in that we can be met with surprises. We can be met with, we meet someone and it's like love at first sight. Okay. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that, because just because this happens doesn't mean that that encounter has, the ability to sustain itself over time. Okay. So it's a Saturday night. If you're out, you meet someone, you lock eyes, let it be very Uranian in nature in that you enjoy the moment. You're still individuals, and be okay with that just being a momentary experience, okay? On the other hand, you want to be very mindful of the things that you say. You don't want to put your foot in your mouth. If you feel that you need space from your partner, especially if you live together, tell them that. Just tell them, I just need some space today. I need to just kind of be with myself. Don't pick a fight. And the reason I say that is that it's a square. So this can tend to be a volatile aspect, an unexpected volatile aspect. So be mindful. If what you're wishing for is space and time with yourself, then say that. But don't pick a fight, or don't be so out of touch with yourself that that's what ends up happening. And then, you know, you end up breaking up with your significant other. And I'm not exaggerating. This aspect can lead to that. And again, I'm not saying that if you say, we're done, that your relationship is going to be over for good. But what I am saying is that those words, that situation can be prevented if you just remain present, check in with yourself. What do I need? Do I need space? I don't want to talk. Okay, then let me communicate that to the person that I'm with. If you are not in partnership, understand that if you are out, if you're with friends, if you're spending time with family, people might be a little short, okay? They might be on edge. They might be a little anxious, especially because we're under a full moon energy. And emotions tend to be at an all-time high. And then we have an energy that has this element of surprise. A lot of times, if we're not present, if others aren't present, they don't know what to do with this because they're not paying attention to themselves. But now that you know this, just be mindful of it. Okay. Now, on Sunday, March 20th, we have the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. And really, it's when the sun enters the sign of Aries and we begin a new astrological year. Okay. This is lovely. This is something that I'm going to talk more about next week. But also on the same day, Mercury in Pisces comes together with Jupiter in Pisces. This can be good news. This can be something, another, again, this theme of an offer, some kind of an offer, something coming to you, particularly job offers, project offers, because Mercury is so active this week and Mercury has to do with communication and contracts and coming together. Be mindful of the opportunities that come for you. If you are signing a lease, this is really lovely. This is a lovely week to get this done in, okay? But on Sunday, when Mercury comes together with Jupiter in Pisces, you also want to be mindful that you are not over-promising and under-delivering because Jupiter has the tendency to exaggerate and to expand. And in Pisces, there are no boundaries. There are no limits. So we're going to say, yes, I can do all the things and I can give you all of the product and I can do all of the content for you within the next 48 hours. It's energy that if we're not mindful can exaggerate and we may end up putting our foot in our mouth and then, you know, not having, not making a good impression, not being able to keep our word, not having good experiences with others. So be mindful. It's a lovely energy. It's great for imagination. Our imagination has... It should be boundless. It should be big. It should be exaggerated. But what do we do with that, with those big things? We come back to this earthly plane. We ground ourselves and we say, okay, this is really big. How do I break it down in digestible chunks so that I can actually materialize it on this earthly plane? That is how we balance. That is how we remain present. Okay. This is a lovely week, guys. This is a transitional week. That full moon in Virgo, we start the equinox. All of these connections of, again, earth and water energy, earth and water energy. The universe cannot be clearer. Water energy, dig deep, use your imagination, remind yourself that you're a spiritual being, earth energy. Just remember to ground yourself, to make a plan, to be consistent, to keep promises to yourself, to have healthy boundaries. Earth energy is about healthy boundaries. Water energy can be boundless. So it's a matter of finding the balance within the two. And that balance becomes easier to come to when we are aligned with the things that genuinely bring us joy, with the things that we actually want to be doing in this lifetime. Okay. So set intentions to be grounded in what you really want. Be willing and ready to go of the things you know that you have outgrown. Be ready and willing to let go of the things that you know keep you stagnant, that keep your imagination not flowing. You have every right to live the life that you want to live. You just have to believe that you have that right. And then you have to understand that the way that you ease the anxiety that comes with, oh my God, I can actually do this, but how am I going to do it? What am I going to do? Come back and say, okay, if I want to quit my job, what do I need to sell? Do I need to downsize? Do I need to, do I need to save some money? Do I need to get a loan? Be very earthly and real about it. the cosmos didn't make us humans so that we don't use our human capabilities. They're meant to work for one another. Our human stuff is meant to work for us as much as our spiritual stuff is meant to work for us. And as soon as we understand that, then a lot of things can begin to change. Okay? So be mindful of that. Be mindful of what comes up for you. Let go of the things that you have outgrown. Let go of the things that keep you stuck. And I know that perhaps you've heard me say that over and over again, but guys, we are experiencing energy that we've never experienced in our lifetime and we never will again. How do we want to take advantage of that energy? And we can choose to do with it whatever we want. And that's the magic, that we can choose to do with it whatever we want. That's a neutral statement. You get to decide which way it goes. Have a lovely week and I'll talk to you next week.